64 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 Richland Center, where the news from ABC at 6 is sponsored by the Homesteader Store. Passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions and services delivered with integrity and professionalism. Also today on WRCO on a Thursday, the 7th of August, our news update is sponsored by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support. From field to finish, they have got you covered.
You are invited to join the fun at Johnson Tractor's Richland Center Open House Friday, August 8th from 10 to 2. They'll be firing up the grill, rolling out the equipment, and celebrating with the local community. Guests can enjoy a free lunch, check out the latest in equipment and technology, and connect with the team that keeps area farmers moving forward. It's all happening at Johnson Tractor in Richland Center. Don't miss it.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The White House and the Kremlin agreeing to talks between President Trump and President Putin. President Trump wants Ukrainian President Zelensky to also be there, but Russia seems unlikely to agree to that. The United States now officially leveling higher taxes on imports from dozens of countries. Just after midnight, goods on more than 60 countries will face tariffs of 10% or higher. Big problems at a big airline.
One of the largest airlines in the world grinding to a halt last night. Just after 6 p.m., a system at United Airlines that calculates weight and balance and tracks flight times went offline, triggering ground stops from Newark and Denver to Houston and Chicago. Passengers stuck on planes for hours, more than 1,000 flights delayed, dozens canceled.
ABC's Lana Moise, things getting back to normal a bit this morning. Still no motive in the shooting of five soldiers at Fort Stewart, Georgia. The accused shooter, Sergeant Cornelius Radford, is under arrest. All five soldiers shot are expected to live. This is ABC News. A new study finds most young adults are putting off major life achievements. ABC's Alex Stone explains.
In 1975, almost half of 25 to 34-year-olds had experienced what are considered the four milestones of adulthood: moving out of their parents' home, getting a job, getting married, and having children. But a new U.S. Census Bureau working paper finds nearly 50 years later, less than a quarter of U.S. adults have achieved those same milestones. And researchers theorize it's a result of young adults today prioritizing economic security over starting a family, partially due to the cost of housing and other life needs.
Concerns in South Carolina's Lowcountry over what could be radioactive wasps. At least four wasp nests testing positive for traces of nuclear waste since last month. That happens near a facility that used to make parts for nuclear weapons. A radiation safety expert saying if the insects are also affected, the quantity of radiation is unlikely to cause humans any harm. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
LS Tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractor, part of the LG group of companies. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors are one of the best values in compact tractors. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of LS tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of LS tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
Warm up your taste buds at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. They've got delicious homemade soups now available, sold by the bowl or pint. Craving something comforting? Try their chicken noodle or hearty chili, perfect for chilly days. And don't forget the cheesy broccoli and bacon cheeseburger soups for a unique twist. Pair your soup with tasty snacks like mac and cheese bites or pretzel bites with cheese. Utter Brothers is your go-to for delicious homemade goodness. Call them at 608-391-3120 and come on down to Boscobel today. A Look at Sports is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Blake Perkins doubled, hit a home run, and drove in two RBI, and Andrew Vaughn also homered. The Brewers beat the Braves 5-4 Wednesday night for their sixth straight win. The Brewers now 70-44, 26 games above 500 for the first time since finishing the 2021 season with a 95-67 record. Elsewhere, the Cubs were winners against Cincinnati 6-1, San Francisco 4-2 over Pittsburgh. St. Louis beat the Dodgers 5-3, San Diego 3, Arizona 2. In the American League, Minnesota 9, Detroit 4, the Yankees 3-2 over Texas, Tampa Bay 5, the Angels 4, Kansas City 7-3 over Boston, Seattle 8, and the White Sox 6. Interleague play, Baltimore 5-1 over Philadelphia, Cleveland 4, the Mets 1, Toronto 20, Colorado 1, it was Miami 6, Houston 4, and Washington a 2-1 winner against the Athletics. That's an update on sports for Thursday morning.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics cares about your kids, too. That's why we understand when people are on the fence about vaccinations. But instead of refusing to vaccinate, which puts kids at risk, let's talk about alternative vaccination schedules. Let's talk about prioritizing vaccinations based on higher risks in our area. You can trust your medical provider to work with you because we all want the same things to keep your children safe. Take the first step. Make an appointment with a provider at one of our clinics.
Today, a high of 84, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. Scattered rain showers ending by midnight or so tonight, then partly cloudy and muggy, foggy patches possible and a low of 68. Friday, partly cloudy, breezy, hot, and humid. The heat indices could reach the upper 90s in the afternoon and a high of 91. Right now, WRCO Studios following a low of 62. With cloudy skies, it is 64 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer today. Welcome to Thursday. This is Jake Owen on FM 100.9.
Me when you're drunk. I don't know your friends. Don't know where you've been. Why are you on my own? So put your lips up to my mouth and tell me you can't stay. Don't slip your hand under my shirt and tell me it's okay. Don't say it doesn't matter, 'cause it's gonna matter. When you're drunk.
Tiger Lily Gold, Forever From Here on WRCO Radio, Country and Community. It is so good to have you along today. We appreciate you listening. We hope things are going well. Hope your garden is growing well. Our garden is doing extremely well. It's been a good year for that. Good year for the bugs as well. But I did get June's bug spray home, so now she can actually go to the garden and not feel like she's just been to the blood drive or something. But nonetheless, we are green and growing in Sextonville. We hope we are in your valley as well. And we have some info to get you in the know today. We had a great night last night at Walk with Grace, the Captain's Night, Survivor's Night. Well attended, and there were some really nice speakers there as well. And all getting ready for the upcoming Friday event at Walk with Grace, which will happen. It's the 22nd year for this event, and it will step off with the opening ceremony at 6, but the official entry day is tomorrow at 4 o'clock, so you can get in and get registered if you're a cancer survivor and enjoy some great food tomorrow night. And then we'll be enjoying the chance to give away a brand new car about 9 o'clock tomorrow night. Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, wash gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East. Hey folks, we hope you'll come to the 62nd Annual Badger Steam and Gas Engine Show on Sand Road, Baraboo, August 15th through the 17th. Hours are 8 until 5 daily, featuring this year Ferguson, Ford, and Fordson cars, trucks, and tractors. Tickets are just $10 a day. Kids 12 and under are free with an adult. Veterans get in free on Sunday the 17th. Hope to see you at the 62nd Annual Badger Steam and Gas Engine Show, coming up in Baraboo, August 15th through the 17th.
If you're looking to buy a home, Community First Bank is making it easier with $545 off the cost of an appraisal through August 31st. Offer applies to closed-end, first mortgage, home purchases only on a primary residence or second home. Credit is applied at closing. Not valid on refis, investment properties, lot land, construction, or home equity loans. See them for details. Apply today.
Community First Bank is first for you. cfbank.com/homeloans. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval. Restrictions apply.
At USA Mortgage, we get it. Not everyone has 20% down or perfect credit. That's why we're proud to be ranked among the top FHA, VA, and USDA mortgage lenders in the country. Whether you're a first-time buyer or starting over, yes, you can buy a home. Don't believe us? Call the Schultz Mortgage Team today at 608-738-8765. That's 608-738-8765. Let's make home happen.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Broadcasting fresh from Richland Family Restaurant Studios, your daily dose of down-home country and community.
Swear that you're staying single, next thing you know. You meet a girl at a bar, and next thing you know, you get her laughing, it's 2 a.m. telling your buddies 3 months in that she ain't moving in. The next thing you know, there's a U-Haul trailer. Next thing you know, your old apartment, y'all's new place. There goes the carpet, but the deer head stays. Next thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just spend it all at a jewelry store. Getting down on one knee on her mama's porch. Just pray she don't say no. Next thing you know, your best man gives a half-drunk speech. And you sunburn on a honeymoon beach. And your left hand's getting used to that ring. And there the next 2 or 3 years gone. Next thing you know, you weren't really trying. Next thing you know, there's a test on the counter. Next thing you know, standing there crying, nodding her head yes. You're half excited, half scared to death. Cause next thing you know, you're wearing scrubs and a funny white hat. And the doctor's saying, how you doing there, Dad? And nobody's ever called you that. And you take the drive home slow. Next thing you know, it's first steps, first dates, first car. It's 11:01, wondering where they are. Saying that a USC's too far. It's amazing how fast 17 years go. Next thing you know, next thing you know, next thing you know, you get to know your wife again. And you're more in love than you've ever been. With a lot of years of remember wins and still some down the road. Cause next thing you know, you got a yard full of your kids' kids. And you take them to church, teach them to fish. And you tell them stories every chance you get about how fast this life down here can go. Next thing you know,
Jordan Davis and the next thing you know. The next thing you know, the Brewers have 70 wins already. I can't believe that. There are wins some years where 70 wins might be the total for the season. Yeah, if they're lucky. So, yeah, this I just never would have thought this. I don't think anybody would have. But I remember watching the very first game of the year. They were beaten by the Yankees. So it was back on March 27th, and I was watching the end of that game, and I thought, you know, this could be a long year. Could be a rough long year for the Brew Crew. So far, I've been wrong. This is John Anderson.
Yeah. mortgage toll, and in the name of flood control, they make their plans and they drain the land. Now the glades are going dry. And the last time I walked in the swamp, I sat up on a cypress stump. I listened close and I heard the ghost of Osceola cry.
John Anderson and Seminole Wind here on WRCO Radio. 6:25 the time. We'll take a look at news, weather, and sports in just a few minutes today. Showers and thunderstorms could be on their way today. Some early morning showers along the Mississippi, we're told, but could be in line for some today along the way. So June won't have to take her little water bucket out to water all the flowers and plants and my pansies and everything going on there in Sextonville. So it looks like it's going to be a good day. Get at whatever you got to get at here today. Drive carefully. Don't be late.
There you go. A little motivation to get you there on time today. Glenn Campbell, who is an amazing guitarist, long before he was ever a music artist, singing star, played on a lot of big records over the years, but overlooked, I think, sometimes his ability to play guitar. That was a 12-string rendition of the William Tell Overture. Maybe we could bring Henry in and see if I can shoot an apple off his head with my cap gun. I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, news, weather, and sports coming up from WRCO, and a check of weather as well on a Thursday right around the corner.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care, and now has a new facility to complement its great care. Reputation. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Are you looking for a rewarding part-time job? Cobasin is currently hiring for part-time trip drivers for school sports and field trips, and to drive a shuttle to Spring Green 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. weeknights. Starting trip pay is $17. You get paid for the entire time you are gone, even the wait time. For questions, call Bev Lau at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobasin Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
Contact D&T Well Service for service and replacement. It's summertime and D&T is scheduling projects. Mary and Derek McCormick, owner of D&T Well Service, is insured. They do new installs and they fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service 606-5596. Serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News time at 6:30 is sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. Today, they're calling for scattered showers and thunderstorms, a high of 84, rain tonight until late, and a low of 68. Currently in Richland Center, it is 64 degrees.
This Labor Day, reward yourself with comfort and big savings. August 20th through 31st, get 25% off all Ashley 2 and 3-piece seating arrangements at Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Sectional sofas and love seats, all built for relaxation, all priced to move. Hurry in to place your order. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community in downtown Richland Center.
I'm Phil Nee with news. Well, the Wisconsin DNR has allowed the week-long air quality advisory to expire for now. It doesn't mean we're all in the clear. The Canadian wildfires remain ongoing, and Craig Charnecki with Wisconsin DNR Air Management says there are a lot of factors that keep the flames burning. That includes unseasonably warm temperatures, a lack of snow over the winter, and extended drought conditions. Last year, Canadian wildfires only caused 3 days of air quality advisories in Wisconsin, while 2023 had 21 days. As of yesterday, Wisconsin had 22 days of air quality advisories. A Wisconsin lawmaker has filed an official complaint over wildfire smoke from Canada. Tomahawk Republican Representative Calvin Callahan, along with Republican lawmakers from Iowa, Minnesota, and North Dakota, submitted the letter to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. In a statement, Callahan says, if Canada needs to face real consequences if it fails to get wildfires under control, the letter calls for an investigation into the country's wildfire management practices and for potential remedies under international law. The lawmakers argue Canada's failure to contain the fires has harmed the quality and life of more than 20 million Americans in the Midwest. They're requesting a response within 30 days from the EPA. The mother of a teen involved in last year's school shooting in Madison is dead. The Wisconsin State Journal reports Melissa Rupnow was found dead inside a Janesville home last Friday. Rupnow was the mother of 15-year-old Natalie Rupnow, who opened fire inside of Abundant Life Christian School December 16th of last year, killing a fellow student and teacher before turning the gun on herself. Janesville police say it appears that Melissa died by suicide, but have not commented further because of an ongoing investigation. Her ex-husband, Jeffrey Rupnow, is facing multiple charges for allegedly letting Natalie have access to the weapons used in the shooting. More than 150 new high schools have joined the Direct Admit Wisconsin program. Under the Universities of Wisconsin System program, qualified high school students from participating high schools are automatically admitted to up to 10 UW schools without ever having to submit an application. Students must choose to take part in the program and are admitted based on their grades and coursework after completion of the junior year. They must meet all admission requirements, enroll for their senior year of high school, and stay on track to graduate. In total, Direct Admit Wisconsin delivered more than 33,500 admission offers to high school seniors from 466 high schools. The Richland Center City Council met Tuesday night. Items that were discussed include a report from Economic Development Director Jason Glassbrenner that the Development Committee is working with congressional spending grants on street projects, which includes sidewalk replacement near Hive Drive and possible infrastructure street repair on Jefferson Street. Glassbrenner also reported that Panorama Estates Buildings 2 and 3 had a pre-construction meeting 2 weeks ago, and Big Time will begin in September. City Administrator Ashley Oliphant reported that the garbage and recycling services with the former Town and Country Sanitation expires at the end of the year. The city will be soliciting proposals for garbage and recycling services. The council approved additional funding for $4,083.52 for unexpected costs to install a larger generator at the municipal building. The council also authorized execution of $34,559.73 innovation grant awarded by the Southwest Regional Planning Commission to be used for the GIS services. Repairs on an overhead crane was approved. The amount should not exceed $4,000, and the money will come from the Roadway and Equipment Repair Fund. The City Council also approved renewing the city's contract with Apt Swain Law Office for legal services. Cost of services will increase from $150 per hour to $175 per hour, with an estimated annual increase cost of $10,000. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports an incident took place at the Vernon County Courthouse in the city of Viroqua on Tuesday morning. At approximately 9:45, the Vernon County Clerk of Court's office received a call indicating there was an unresponsive adult male inside an automobile in the parking lot at the county courthouse. Court staff immediately summoned the court security officer, a full-time deputy sheriff who responded directly to the patient, and notified the sheriff's office 911 dispatch center requesting additional resources. With a busy court schedule, a second court security officer, a part-time deputy sheriff, was available and retrieved medical equipment and supplies from the patrol vehicle. The first sheriff's deputy quickly recognized that the patient was displaying signs of an opioid overdose and took immediate action according to his training. The Viroqua Police Department, Viroqua Fire, Viroqua Emergency Medical Responders, and Gunderson Tri-State Ambulance all arrived on scene to further care. The patient was transported to Vernon Health, treated, and released. A controversial local elected official in Dane County is facing a recall. The DeForest Village Board voted 5-2 on Tuesday to set a September 16th election to recall the person, recall Village Trustee Bill Landgraf. The village clerk had previously certified 1,516 valid signatures on a recall petition and found only 12 to be unacceptable. The recall committee has endorsed Alicia Williams, who fell just 128 votes short of winning a seat as a write-in candidate this past spring after the board voted to remove fluoride from the village's drinking water. Her candidacy and the recall against Landgraf are a reaction to that vote, as well as what petitioners have cited as concerning and inappropriate behavior from Landgraf during the fluoride debate and his unsuccessful run for village president. Landgraf will be on the ballot and says he intends to retain his seat in the village of DeForest.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people will experience a mental health condition during their lifetime? Amplify Health by Gunderson Basketball is proud to offer a new program called Senior Life Solutions. This program is designed to meet the unique needs of individuals, typically 65 and older, experiencing depression and or anxiety related to life changes often associated with aging. To learn more about this new program for seniors, call Amplify Health Basketball today.
There could be some rain on the way today. Showers and thunderstorms in the forecast. They are likely today. A high of 84. Southeast to south winds between 5 and 15. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will end by midnight or so tonight. Foggy patches overnight and a low of 68. Tomorrow, a high of 91. Hot and humid. And the heat indices could reach the upper 90s in the afternoon. In Richland Center, yesterday's high was 84 degrees. We've been as low as 62. This morning. Right now, we're at 64 degrees.
At Clary Memorial Funeral Home, every detail is handled with compassion and integrity. I'm Nicole Widener Ford, a licensed funeral director. Josh Clary and I share commitment to honoring every life with meaningful commemoration. Clary Memorial offers a variety of personalized service options to fit your needs and budget. With spacious facilities and a dedicated professional staff, in your time of need, trust Clary Memorial Funeral Home to guide you through. Call today for compassionate care.
Sports Time is sponsored by Simons Recreation Complex. Dive into greater community and healthier living. And by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Another night, another win for the Brewers. We'll have that story and others in a moment.
You have a date each week with your lawn tractor, zero turn or push mower, and you had better not miss it or you will have a mess on your hands. Well, now you can miss it. Let a GPS-controlled Segway Navimo robotic mower mow your lawn perfectly every day. It will mow in perfect stripes, checkerboard, or diamond patterns, yes, every day. It often costs at or less than a normal mower, and you don't have to feed it gas, and you can go on a real date. Check out the Segway Navimo robotic mower at Robot Mowing Solutions and the Homesteader Store.
In Night League Hometown Baseball tonight, a few area teams will be involved. Cazenovia plays at Verona in a Night League first-round tournament game. Ashton will be at Arena as well. That game will start at 7 o'clock this evening. Pine Bluff Mount Horeb at Reedsburg with a 7:30 start time. Belleville at Columbus and Sun Prairie at Evansville. Mazamani at Blanchardville among the Night League home talent baseball games. Sunday League is down to its section finals coming up this weekend, including Arena at Verona and Ashton at Middleton coming up on Sunday afternoon. Fort Atkinson at Evansville and Sun Prairie at Monona. The Brewers ran their winning streak to 6 in a row with a 5-4 decision at Atlanta last night. 21 wins in 25 games has helped the Brewers build a 4-game lead over the Cubs. Andrew Vaughn and Blake Perkins belted home runs, and veteran left-hander Jose Quintana earned his 9th pitching victory. Trevor McGill survived a Michael Harris home run to put up save number 26 last night. Manager Pat Murphy says it's surprising to be able to sweep the Braves.
They're not playing for anything right now other than they're just good players. And I respect their team a great deal, their coaching staff. I respect the Braves organization, and to come in here is very unusual.
And he says that Andrew Vaughn continues to amaze.
It's unbelievable. This is a big split righty guy that's supposed to be nasty on righties, and just shows you where he's at. 3 times on base, one time he just circled the bases. He's been special both offensively, defensively. Vaughn, Collins, and Perkins tonight are the 3 that you got to look at, and Sal, those are great performances by those 4.
The Brewers are off today with a home game against the Mets set for Friday. In other baseball news, Shohei Ohtani hit a go-ahead two-run home run for his 1,000th career hit. He also struck out a season-high 8 over 4 innings in his longest mound outing of the season for the Dodgers. This marks his 8th mound start of the season. Ohtani's 39th home run traveled 440 feet, giving the Dodgers a 2-1 lead. However, they went on to lose 5-3 in the final. San Francisco 4-2 over Pittsburgh. The Cubs were winners against Cincinnati 6-1. St. Louis 5-3 over the Dodgers. In the American League, Minnesota 9, Detroit 4. The Yankees 3-2 over Texas. Tampa Bay 5, the Angels 4. Kansas City 7-3 winners against Boston. Seattle 8 and the White Sox 6. Interleague play, Baltimore 5-1 over Philadelphia, Cleveland 4, the Mets 1, Toronto 20-1 over Colorado, Miami 6, Houston 4, and Washington beat the Athletics by a score of 2-1. The biggest strength for the Wisconsin Badger football team is expected to be its defensive secondary. Pro Football Focus points to returning starters Preston Zachman and Ricardo Hallman for high grades. Not all the news for UW defense is good. Analysts say the biggest weakness for Coach Luke Fickell's team is its defensive front seven. Reporters say the team's pass rushers have looked strong in recent fall camp practices, so the Badger D could be better than expected. Packer offensive lineman Travis Glover is expected to miss the season after being placed on injured reserve. His open spot on the roster will be filled for now by free agent wide receiver Lasaya Nair. Analytics love the newest addition, giving him an almost perfect relative athletic score. Nair is 6'4", weighs 218 pounds, and runs the 40 in 4.4. Scouts thought he would be drafted, but he wasn't. The Athletic.com analyst Dane Brugler says that Nair's inconsistent performance makes him a better talent than a football player. The preseason schedule for the Bucs is out, including four games starting October 6th. The first is on the road against the Heat, followed by the Bucs return home to host the Pistons 3 days later. A road game against the Bulls in Chicago will be October 12th. The preseason will wrap up October 14th at Fiserv Forum against the NBA champion Oklahoma City Thunder. I am Phil Nee with sports. Why should you join Simon's Recreation Complex? It's not about their modern equipment or great exercise classes or even the comfy swimming pool. It's about how you can get the best out of your 50-plus body now and for the rest of your life. If you think taking part in the programs offered at Simon's Recreation Complex would be just for young people, it's time to rethink that notion. As we get older, it's more important than ever to keep moving. For people who are not active, even a small amount of exercise can have healthy benefits. And if you're already healthy, staying active helps you build extra muscle, reserve, and flexibility to recover more quickly if you do get sick. Exercise is not only for your body, it can also be beneficial for your brain. Exercise has been shown to decrease depression and anxiety as well as improve and preserve awareness. Stop by Simon's Recreation Complex at 1250 Simon Circle in Richland Center or call them at 647-8522. You can also visit simonsrec.com to see how they can help you retain your quality of life.
Hi, folks, this is Ronnie McDowell, and you're listening to The Phil Nee Show on Country and Community, WRCO Radio in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
You don't need no makeup, you've got nothing to hide, and you don't have to cover up what naturally comes alive. Your eyes are your diamonds, your heart is your gold. How can you improve on the best? There's just no way in the world, I guess. Don't you know I got the world's worst?
try. Or you can be a little girl who's naughty but nice. How can you improve on the best? There's just no way in the world, I guess. Don't you know I got the world's most perfect woman lying by the world's luckiest man? I can't believe the world's most perfect woman is laying her sweet soul loving on me. Don't you know I got the world's most perfect woman lying by the world's luckiest man? I can't believe.
Our old buddy Ronnie McDowell on WRCO, Thursday morning, August the 7th. Hope you're doing all right today. I'm able to take a little nourishment, hopefully. It's 65 degrees, and this is Michael Peterson.
I was 12 when Daddy said to me, don't take to drinking, boy, that road don't lead nowhere. And don't you ever let me hear you swear, don't you. Told me stealing is a lazy man's way. Something for nothing leaves you held the pace of don't lie. Then you can look the whole world in the eye. Honey, I try. But since I met you, girl, I'm breaking every rule. I must confess I'm just a backsliding fool. I wanna drink from your loving cup. Swear I'll never give you a steal. All your kisses underneath the moon. I wanna lie here close to you. Look what you make me do. Darling, you're the reason why I drink, swear, steal, and lie. Last night I threw away my 12-step book. I finally faced the fact that I am. There's nothing more that I can do. Ain't no use. Cause every time I see your angel face, my halo disappears without its rays, I swear. Girl, I admit I haven't got a prayer, but I don't care. Well, I know this ain't exactly how I was raised. Heaven help me, honey, I ain't changing my ways. I wanna drink from your loving cup. Swear I'll never give you a steal. All your kisses underneath the moon. I wanna lie here close to you. Look what you made me do. Darling, you're the reason why I drink, swear, steal, and lie.
WRCO reminding you there is a school supply drive from now through Monday, August 25th at Edward Jones' office, 101 South Church Street in Richland Center. You can drop off donated school supplies Monday through Friday between the hours of 8 and 3.
Dealing with an unexpected home repair? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin is here for you. We offer urgent repair assistance to help keep your home safe, secure, and livable. Whether it's a leaky roof, a failing furnace, or an energy efficiency upgrade that just can't wait, call 608-647-4949 today to see how we can help in your time of need.
Tired of counting sheep? Hi, this is Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Did you know that one-third of your life is spent sleeping? The 7 to 9 hours we should spend catching Z's helps the body heal itself, activate the immune system, and give your heart a break. Want to sleep on a Wisconsin-made high-quality mattress? Stop down to our new sister company, Bed & Linen, located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and let us show you why we wake up so refreshed.
Get ready, Richland Center. The Culpeper and Merriweather Circus is coming to town. Thanks to Southwest Partners Incorporated, the Big Top goes up at Richland Center's North Park on Sunday and Monday, August 10th and 11th, with four incredible shows, 2 and 4:30 on Sunday, and 5 and 7:30 on Monday. This isn't just any circus. It has been featured on A&E, Nick News, and PBS. You'll see big cats, trapeze artists, tightrope daredevils, jugglers, and the hilarious Leo the Clown. Arrive early for the midway fun with pony rides, moon bounce, and more. Advance tickets save you cash and give more back to your community. Get them now at local spots like Richland Center Parks and Rec or Capital Wealth Ameriprise. For details, visit cmcircus.com or follow at cmcircus on Instagram.
Fall means football, volleyball, cross-country, soccer, and even marching band. And it all starts with the right shoes and support. At the Shoebox in Black Earth, their knowledgeable staff makes sure every athlete and performer gets the perfect fit, great service, and the support they need to succeed. Whether you're on the field, on the run, or marching in formation, the Shoebox is your first step. Open 7 days a week in Black Earth or online at theshoebox.com. The Shoebox. Service like it ought to be.
65 degrees in WRCO studios today, right in the heart of summer. I guess almost dog days. Maybe that's tomorrow. Here's Andrew Salgado.
It's been a long, cold, hard September, and I'm wishing for the days you and I had everything. I can't believe in just 3 months I find myself wishing for a way to your heart. That summer love, it got a hold of me, dancing around in those damn bare feet. The look in your eyes, I just can't be beat tonight. Summer love, we had a little too much fun, kissing and making love all around. The way that your hand just fit right into mine. But you said it's just a summer love. Yeah, you said it's just a summer love. You're not supposed to call me baby or 2 a.m. talks about how you wanna see me. I can't believe in just 3 months I find myself wishing for a way to your heart.
Truck and Tractor Pole fans, the Southwest Wisconsin Pullers hope that you can join us this summer at one of our Truck and Tractor Pole events. Thank you to these 2025 season sponsors, including Dan's Diesel Performance, O'Reilly Auto Parts, Augelli Concrete, Cardinal CG, Chasson Smoke, Julie Karen State Farm Agent, Slama Equipment, the Phoenix Center, Wisconsin River Welding, and the Lonesome Dove. Visit southwestwipullers.com to find a truck and tractor pull near you.
Coming up, our news update on WRCO Radio. Our big staff is in here to keep us updated. Hey, Joanne, hi. Is that Joanne? Haven't seen her for a while.
It's for she's you. The jolly good fellow, for she's the
Hank is here as well, bringing a little sunshine.
You say you love me, and it's inviting to go where life is more exciting. But I was raised on country sunshine. I was raised on country sunshine. Green grass beneath my feet, running through fields of daisies, wading through the creek. You love me and it's inviting to go where life is more exciting. But I was raised on country sunshine. I was raised on country sunshine. I'm happy with the simple things. A Saturday night dance, a picture show, and the joy that the bluebird brings. I love you, please believe me. I wouldn't want you to ever leave me. But I was raised on country sunshine. There's just something about the morning that makes each day a joy to see. Nighttime brings a peaceful feeling to rest inside of me.
WRCO-FM in Richland Center, where the update at 7 is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Local people serving you with the good stuff. Jones Chevrolet, Chevy, Find New Roads, and Southwest Tech and Fenimore. This is where you belong.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. Your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at